just to point this out. I opened up the question last week, we didn't come back to it. So the Gemara says that when it comes to shtisa, machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether it's mizaynis or shakal, Gemara says not a machlekes. Gemara says that Shmuel's referring to a thick cream of wheat or something along those lines, and Rav is speaking about one that's more viscous and fluid. Rav is speaking about a drink. And the Gemara says, Raful Ka'avdi, Mosim Rav Yosef, Vishavin, and we all agree that the Gemara says that the Tanom agree, Shevoich Hashin is Hashus Vishavis, that one can stir. That's a sugi I'm not going to go into right now. Vishois and Zeisan Mitzri. Why would we be allowed to stir a refuah? Because you're not supposed to take refuah in Shabbos. So lechare, if we're allowed to stir refuah, means we're going to take the refuah in Shabbos. Gemara says you can't take a refuah in Shabbos because Shema Yavai, everyone will come litchon, to grind the samimanim, because that's how they used to make medications. So Gemara says that if Rav says that shtusa rakos the refuah, if you're boichin shtusa, means it is a shtusa a shtisa raka, and it's refuah, and how can we take it in Shabbos? V'sokadaitach le refuah kamichvin refuah v'Shabbos mi shari oma leila baya. So Abaya says to Rav Yosef, va'at loy tizra. But don't you hold that shtisa is a refuah and you can't take a refuah in Shabbos? So how do you learn pshat and berachin is a shtus b'Shabbos b'shoyis and zeisman misri v'atenan kol ha'oichlin oichel adam l'refuah b'Shabbos v'kol ha'mashkin shoyisa that. Don't you also hold? But what tonight? When we learned that one is allowed to have food, even if the food is going to bring about a refuah, one's allowed to take a drink, even if the drink will bring about a refuah. So elamai islach lemeimar. So how are we going to explain the din of elamaslach lemeimar? So he says, so Rav Yosef, what's your kasha? Isn't it all davar poshut that shtisa is lirafuah? It's a machal lirafuah. A machal lirafuah you're allowed to take. So therefore, boichin shtus. And Rav will say that one can make a bracha. Elamai yislach lemeimah. So what's your kasha? Gavra lechilo kemichvin. You're going to explain to me that the person has in mind to eat hachanami gavra l'chila kamechven, and therefore he makes a brach on it. Right, so that's the lishnachrina gavra l'chila kamechven erufum emeila kohavia. That's a machlokes Rishonim exactly what was in the kudus. So now the Gemara says that once we establish, once we connect all the dots, shtisa is a machl, it's a drink. And one's having the drink because they want to have a drink, and they're going to end up getting a refuah anyways. They're a chayla, and they're going to get a refuah. So if that's the case, what was the chiddush of Rav? What did Rav have to tell me this whole din that one makes a shakal? Well, tzricha, we need it, as we discussed yesterday. We have a half minute to say that there would not be a bracha. The easiest mahalach is the meiri. They would not make a bracha on refuah. We'd make a bracha on refuah as long as they're going to get some hanor from it. Or the other mahalachim that we mentioned, that there's a havamina that maybe the bracha would be again Lashna Gemara Utsvicha. Came to the chilul refuah kamechven. Malay the varach iluya klal. So kamash malan that either according to Miri he is making a bracha on the refuah, Or when the other Rishonim is making a bracha on the machol, even though his kavana right now is for refuah. Okay, just to get the nekudas of the shakal v'tarya of Abaye and what Abaye is thinking of Yosef would say. Good, so our sugya now is the sugya of
Amoitzi. How does that answer the question? The Rebbe's question was like almost like repeats itself.
Because over here he's saying, Amalei Abaye. So Rav Yosef asked the kasha from the Braisa. So Abaye says, but everybody has to address this din. You wanted to add, your kasha apparently was that shtisa could not be a refuah because shtisa you have to drink it on Shabbos. So Amalei Abaye va'atle tizra, don't you hold that kol ha'eichlin you can have in Shabbos? V'atle tizra v'otanan ela ma'islach ha'meimer. So what's your kasha? Your kasha is gavur l'chilu k'michvan. It is a refuah. And the person has in mind for achila. He wants to eat it. And the refuah, again, that's a nekuda, whether it's refuah memela, that's not going to say right now.
You don't need the ma'as.
Just stop right before that.
Done. That's the
answer. No, Rav Yosef is asking a kasha. Right? Rav Yosef's kasha is that shtisa could not be a refuah because you're allowed to mix shtis and Shabbos. So Abaye says, but don't you agree that when something is a refuah and a machol, you're allowed to have it on Shabbos? Right? So you're going to have to explain that's the machla. Exactly what you have to explain is whether you have to explain that he doesn't have in mind refuah bechlal or that he has in mind refuah memela, and therefore according to Rav Yishon he would make a brach on it because of the fact that it's lachila and it's mutter to have it on Shabbos because it's lachila. So let's look at the sugya of Hamoitzi. Tana Rabbanan. Braisa, Mahu Aymer. What's the bracha that we make? Hamoitzi Lechem and Aretz. Of Nechemi Aymer, Moitzi Lechem and Aretz. Omer Bava. Bin Moitzi Kuliyama Leplige Da Apik Mashma. According to Reb Nechemiah, Moitzi Lechem on Eretz, we're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu brought this bread forth. The Moitzi Kulei Alma Loi Plige. Ki Plige, the Machlekes Rabbonon and Rabbi Nechemiah, is it correct to say Ham Moitzi Lechem on Eretz? Rabbonon Savri, it is correct to say Ham Moitzi. Ham Moitzi Da Apik Mashma also means that Kadosh Baruch Hu already produced this piece of bread. Nechsev amoytzi lecha mayim mitzorach halomish. Reb Nechemiah savar amoytzi demapik mashma. It means he is going to bring shenemar because before we left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu already said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is amoytzi eschem mitachasim lois Mitzrayim. So Gemara says, "Nu v'rabbanon, how could the Rabbanon allow us to say Hamoitzi? Hamoitzi sounds like it means that Hamoitzi could mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the bread in the future, and we have the bread right now. Hahu hachi ka'amar l'ukud shirichu liyisrael kad mepikna l'chu avidna l'chu milsa." That there it does not mean I will bring it. It means when I will take you out. Hamoytzi eschem Mitzrayim vidatem kini Hashem kad mafiknu. When I will take you out. So it's not referring to I will take you out. It's so hamoytzi can be used almost. He's saying as if to say, once I will have taken you out, then you'll see. So the fancy word for that in English. Once I will have taken you out. When you look back at the fact that I took you out.
Retroactive.
No, the grammatical term, like a gerund or something. But the when I will have done something. So the Gemara says, even that Rabbanon disagree with Reb Nachemya. Right? Reb Nachemya says that Ham Moitzi is La'osel Lavoi. And Rabbanon say, no, the pasuk you thought, this La'osel Lavoi, means looking back, you'll see that I will have taken you out. So that is, even though it's referring to future time, but the verb itself is in the past. Baruch Atah Adonai Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivra. Okay. So now, so it looks like that. What's the machlekes Rabbanan Reb Nechemya? That Reb Nechemya says that Hamoitzi always means La'asad Lavai. No, the Moitzi always means La'asad Lavai. Hamoitzi could either mean La'asad Lavai or L'sha'avar. So yes, let's use the lashon that means exclusively La'asad Lavai. And Rabbanan say even the both L'shoinos mean La'asad Lavai. Correct? No, I'm sorry. The both of them mean L'sha'avar. Rabbanan said safe. Hamoitzi means L'sha'avar. And Reb Nechemya says it could mean, but it could also mean L'asad Lavai. So use the lashon which only means L'sha'avar. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? Reb Nechemya says use a totally unambiguous lashon that it means L'sha'avar. And Rabbanan say you can use a lashon that has an ambiguity to it, but you know what you said. So Gemara says that there was a story. Mishtabchin le Rabban le Rav Zeira. The Rabban of the Beis Medrash were saying Rav Zeira that the Rav Zeira bar Rav Zavid achu and Rav Yishmul bar Rav Zavid the adam gadol hu. They were saying Rav Zeira, Rav Zavid's son, is a great man. Ubaki b'brachisu, and he was baki in brachis. Amal lehem lechsheyove liyedchem eviu liyadi. So when he comes, I'd like to meet him. Zimna chade ikul gabei avikulei rifta. So Pasach va'amar, so they were listening as to what he's going to say, because now they know what the Hayira is. All right. So the way that we our Nusach HaGemara is that Rav Zavid's son was by Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira brought Rav Zavid's son, the brother of Shmuel, they brought him a piece of bread. No, he said, Moitzi lechem minoritz. Omar, so Rav Zeira says, Zehu sha'emim olav to adam gadol hu, u'boki b'brachesu. This is the guy that they say, he knows Hilchas Brachis. Vishlaimi Amr Hamoitzi, if he would say Hamoitzi Lechem in the Oretz, that would be the Shita of the Rabbanon. Ashmein and Tama, Vashmein and Hilchasoke Rabbanon. I would understand what he's saying, and I would know Nudin. Elada Amr Moitzi, Michael Mashmalon. But once he says Moitzi, I don't know any new din. So he's just playing it safe. So if he would say, I would know a new din, I would know we paskin like the Rabbanon, and I would know that we're allowed to take a, that we're allowed to make use a lashon that's somewhat ambiguous. But once you say moitzi, I haven't learned anything. Vilchasam hamoitzi lechem in oritz, we paskin hamoitzi. The kaimalun kerabonon, the amri, the apik mashma. So what has to be understood in the sugya?
Why the
Rabbanan chose, why would they choose to have an ambiguous lashon? Okay, good. Next.
Good.
Why shouldn't we all play it safe? Good. What else? What else?
Whether you're referring to the past or the future matter?
Okay. So Luchar, what would we say about that? Why would you refer? Why is there a preference to refer to the past? We'll come back. That's a very important nakuda. That's a yesodistic nakuda. The same thing as Borei Pri Adam. What do you mean?
Can you even say that Hamotzi Lechem needs to be in the past tense, and you would say the same thing by Borei Pri Adam, that the food was already created, so you should say Bara.
Right.
So why do we say Borei?
So you're adding to my question.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So again, so number one, we have to understand, why would we paskin like the Rabbanan when it's living on the edge? I go Baser Roy, but you can play it safe. Right, number two is, why would the Rabbanon even have, what's it's saying Kasha, what's the sheet of the Rabbanon? Why the Rabbanon, so Ari would say that's the Lashon of, that's Lashon of the Pasuk. The Gemara does not seem to say, doesn't mention that. Gemara should have mentioned the Pasuk and Baruch and Avshem, what's Yilechem and Aretz? It's Pasuk. Where does it mention it? And then, what is the Nekudas HaMachlaikas about being a stickler for mentioning Lisha Ovar? Alright, so Ari and Avram are duking it out, but that Lachar is going to be an important Nakuda in the Mishnah. So I have to understand both sides. Now, when you look around, so then the next Kasha is that when it comes to Priyates, Priyadama, Bormin and Mizainites, so why isn't there a discussion about whether it's have Bore Priyates or Bore Priyates? And then when you look further around, so you know that every morning when you say the bracha of goymel chasadim tovim, so some sidurim say goymel, and some say ha goymel. And then you go a little bit weiter, what do you say? Melamit or ha melamit or am Yisrael? Ha melamit. What about boichers am Yisrael? So when did Chazal tell us to say ha boicher or boicher? Ha melamit or melamit? Is that part of the sugya? Good. So surprisingly, Rashi does not answer any of these kashas. Correct? However, Tosfos. I'm sorry?
He answers the question about past tense.
About, say it again?
He answers the question about past tense. Like the first question. Why is it about the past tense? Because this is a thing that Hashem created. This is what I'm getting enough from.
Good. Shehoitzi kivar. Thank you, I forgot. Shehoitzi kivar. V'havadai bracha gun. And this is certainly a good bracha. To l'sha avar b'inan. We have to say l'sha avar. Shekvar ha'itzi alechem ha'zem en aritz. V'boli ha'nus v'imena. Right? So Ari's answer to what Avram is saying is, it's nice if we want to give shevach. But the whole point of the bracha is to be matir this piece of bread. Then I'm allowed to be nana from this piece of bread. So I should be referring to this piece of bread. Hamakish bracha was mighty, this piece of bread. So that's why Lisha Ava would make a lot of sense. And once we say that, so then the kasha against Reb Nechemiah is a stronger kasha. The kasha against the rabbanon is a stronger kasha. Why would they want some ambiguity? So Taisus explains. The other kasha, by the way, is what is going on in the story. He says, "This you call Talmud Chacham." He doesn't make a chiddush. It's one thing if he's coming to give a shir. Coming to give a shir, okay. So then you say, if he gives a shir, I'd like him to give me a chiddush. Shouldn't just read the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for me. But he's not giving a shir. He is. He's doing his own avoda. So why did he get upset with him by saying, "This is you calling Talmud Chacham? I needed to give him a piece of bread for this." So what's going on in the story? So the Taish is saying that when the Gemara says Vilchasa, so the Gemara is saying even though everybody would be Yoytzei Archiya by saying Moitzi. Ubi Yerushalmi Mefarish Taima Kedei Shalariva Oisiyos Kegoyha Oila Moitzi. So Taisva says what's going on over here is it's not a question of ambiguity versus inambiguity. Over here, the Gemara is raising the question. When Chazal are misakin the bracha, so one of the flaws of the way that we say brachas is that we sometimes run words together. So when a word finishes with the same ois that the next word begins, so we run a greater risk in running together and messing up the words, right? So, for example, when you say Kriya Shema, and you bedin they rise to read emi medaktik b'oisi yisel, so we're supposed to be careful and say vavatem meiro mealoritz. We're supposed to be careful to be mechalek, to be marchik dibuk oisi yis. Anytime when you have, because otherwise you didn't say vavatem meiro. So that's not, there's no word vavatem meiro. So when we're davening, we learn in Hilchas Kriya Shema that we're supposed to be medaktik ba'oisi eseinu. One of the frightening tziurim that the Chavetz Chaim gives us is that he says that we learned in last week's parsha that when a person does, when it's a mission aves, when a person does mitzvahs, so every mitzvah creates a malach. So Sfasemis says in last week's parsha that the malach that came to fight with Yaakov Avinu was the malach that Esav created with his mitzvahs. No. Incorrect. He says that the malachim that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav, the Vishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanov, who are these malachim? These malachim we created with his mitzvahs. Right? That's based on the Mishnah. So Chavetz Chaim says that when one does a mitzvah and it's bizrizos and it's kitikuna and it's with good kavanos, so then it's a gevaldig malach. But a person does a mitzvah shaloi kitikuna, he does a mitzvah just to be yitz design, he does it v'dievet shv'dievet, so he creates a shvach malach. So Chavetz Chaim says, "Lasa lovei." So it's a very frightening tzir that we could be surrounded. We kind of come with all our malachim. So those who were very medaktik in mitzvahs are going to have gevaldig malachim: two legs, two arms, six wings, halo, the whole bit, right? And then, but my mitzvahs, so there are going to be some malachim with only one leg. Some malachim will have a brace on their legs. Some will be having in a cast. Some malachim will only have one of a full halo. Won't be, it's going to be very embarrassing. My whole group of malachim is going to be benevet malachim. So he says that when you daven, so you have that in mind. If you say the words carefully, you daven carefully, say every word is another malach, you want to have a gevaldig malachim, you don't have shvach malachim. So the Chazal explained to us, b'chol levavcha. Stop for a nanosecond. That's even before they had nanoseconds. but you stop for a nanosecond, so that way it's crisp. And that shows a certain care in the way that one wants to express oneself. When a person goes to an Adam Chashuv, or even if a person goes to not an, such an Adam Chashuv, but he wants a raise from this person, goes to his employer, or he has to make a presentation. So a person practices not to slur the words. If every time he talks, people are also asking him to repeat himself a few times, that's not going to be a good way to present yourself to the employer. You have to say a few times, what was that, a raise? A raise? That's not going to go so well. So you practice to express yourself crisply, all the words come out, first time makes an impact. So when you speak to the Rabbi Nishalim, the same thing. We have to speak b'chol levocha, b'chol nafsho, b'avatem meiro. So the same thing comes to a bracha. So the machlekes of Nehemia and Rabbanon is, Reb Nehemia says, better to get the lashon exact and precise and unambiguous, and you have to be more careful to say ha'olam moitzi. And Rabbanon saying, no, better to say ha'olam ha'moitzi, so you're not going to slur it, and it won't be sloppy, and it'll be a crisp bracha. And it's true, you're going to have to think a little bit harder. That ha'moitzi means the ha'moitzi of liyasad lava, and that's the ha'moitzi of the fast, right? For us, it's hard to imagine. But Lu Yitzuya, we would be speaking, we would be thinking in Hebrew. So we'd have, and a word has different meanings. We would have to think for a second, which meaning do we mean? Right? English, I have to think of an example. But when a word has double meanings, you have to think for a second. This is what I mean. So when it comes to the bracha, Taisva says the machlaikas, Tanoim is when the Anshei Knesset Gedolah made the bracha. What was their thinking? Was their thinking better to say Melech Ha'ilam Moitzi Lechem Haaretz? And everybody knows Moitzi means this piece of bread because Baruch already gave me. But I have to be more alert not to slur the words. Or is it better to say Melech Ha'ilam Ha Moitzi? And therefore I'll stop for a second. I won't slur the words. I have to think for a moment. It means this piece of bread in the past. So Taisva says, "V'afal gav de melechem in nami ika iruv." Shiny awesome. Taisva says, "How far do you get though? You get one word extra because if a guy's sloppy and slurry and half asleep, he's going to end up saying anyways how much of the merits." So he's going to two nanoseconds later, he's going to mess up anyways. So he says, "No, awesome." The krok siv matzmiya chotzi lavehima va'esiv lavoydus ha'adam lehoitzi lechem in aretz. Okay, and yesh lutzoya. Sorry, va'afogav lechem in aretz nami ikir of shiny awesome. The krok siv that it says lechem min ha'aretz. It doesn't say lechem ham min ha'aretz, or it doesn't say lehoitzi min ha'aretz lechem. So we use the Nusach HaBracha Lehoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. The Alkein, I don't know if we'll get to this today, but this is a minhag, Alkein Yesh L'Tzoyeh B'Shtei Yodav, when one does the Betzias HaPas on Shabbos, or at any time when does the Betzias HaPas. So then one should use Eser Etzvois to remind themselves of the Pasuk HaMoitzi Lechem. Now why does one have to think about the number of oiseis in the bracha when you make the pesachas? We'll come back to that. So that's the Tosfos. So again, so now how do we understand the Tosfos? The Gemara is saying the question over here is that what are we willing to, when Chazal made the bracha, so did they, when it was possible, did they introduce and a slight ambiguity in the lashon in order to maintain the crispness of the chitach hadibur? It's chitach hadibur versus kavanas hadibur. That's a machlokes already. All right. So then, when Rab Zavid's son came to Rab Zeirim, and apparently it wasn't up kapaskin yet, I assume it wasn't a minig Yisrael yet. So then Reb Zavid's son took the option of saying Moitzi Lechem in Aretz. So apparently, Reb Zera thought that an Adam Gadol who has, who's clearly, the kavanas are clear to him, he doesn't have ambiguity in the lashon. He knows exactly what he's saying. So he should have been more medaktek on the chitach ha'isiyes. And that's why he was surprised that he opted for the what he thought for an Adam Gadol was the easy way out. All right, hold on. Yes. So now says the Rashba. Rashba's on the Amud Beis also, correct? There is a manda omer, and the Yerushalmi says this is a machlekes throughout all brachos. Hagoymel or goymel. Now, once you say it's a machlekes in all brachos, so then hodro kush leduchta. Then we're no longer talking about chitach oisiyes versus kavanas oisiyes. Right? Couldn't be. If this machlekes, whether you say boirei or haboirei, they decided to use the lechem and arz. Why lechem and arz? Because that's the first bracha, and that used to be the most universal bracha. When people ate bread, when bread was part of the Eretz Yisrael, I think to this day, bread is part of every meal, and a bum should say. But I remember years ago, in Eretz Yisrael, they have bread at every single meal. Everything's eaten with bread. That's the way things used to be. So moitzi was your basic bracha. So if you're going to discuss whether it's bori or haborei, whether it's moitzi or hamoitzi. So Yerushalmi says that was the machlokes. If that's the case, so hodro kush leduchta. So now we're back at square one. What is the machlokes? Why not take the safe way out? Avol b'gemara dilon leimash mehochin upakhozi my amod abor de bahamoitzi asik nehilchus hamoitzi ubebarbi agafin mevarchin barbi velevarchin habarei. So Tosfos says, and you see from our sugya from halacha lemaisa, the Yerushalmi's mahalach is an interesting mahalach. We have to understand it more deeply, but lemaisa, what we do, we say hamoitzi, we say barbi, indicates that we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. And l'chayra, how do we know that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi? Probably because Rav Zavid gave him a piece of bread. He could have given him a banana. Right? Could be. Go ahead. Yes, correct. So Gemara says, so Taish was going to say, Avol v'Yerushalmi svarach eres. Sha'amru the time of the Rabbanon behamoitzi kedei shula arei v'ashe oisiyes v'ikshu meyato ha'mina oretz. Then we should say boirei pri ha'mina oretz, or better yet boirei ha'mina oretz boirei pri kedei shula arei v'ashe oisiyes v'loi helu boi teretz. They didn't answer this. It wouldn't make any sense. Why would they do it that way? Because she'ein oimer bari min ha'etz pri, bari min ha'damer pri. L'fi divri Yerushalmi, hod the pligi b'gmorin b'ha'moitzi da'apik mashma oi da'leipik mashma ha'chi kamrinan. Rabbanan sami da'mapik nami mashma v'keim min she'ev sh'loimer kein ikal l'mecha sh'ivar v'ashi ha'isiyas. Nechemya sami da'leipik mashma v'yev sh'kan l'mecha sh'ivar parashiyas l'ivar v'ashi ha'isiyas. She lo yevsha ha'yirab nechemya oya choy sheish lachach. So Tosfos ends off by saying the machlekes of Nechemya Rabbanon is that Nechemya holds that the way that Tosfos makes it sound is Rabbi Nechemya holds that Hamoitzi always means La'asad Lavai, and Moitzi always means L'sha'avar. So if that's the case, then it becomes a machlekes in understanding the Kavanas Hamil. That's not the Pashas of our Sugya, but Tosfos seems to say that... Rashba, correct. I'm saying the Rashba, correct.
That
is exclusively. So therefore, Nechemi didn't have a choice. So according to Rashba, it became a machlokes in diktuk. But according to the Pashas of Rashbuk and the Tosfos, there is no machlokes in diktuk. Machlokes is whether one takes a risk on the kavana or not. But according to the Rashba's understanding, it is a machlokes as to whether hamoitzi means past or future. So Rabbi Nechemya held that hamoitzi meant the future, and therefore wasn't an option. And according to Rabbanan, hamoitzi means past as well, and therefore was an option. But everybody agrees. They all agree that the approach is if you can make the bracha something that will have a greater chituch hadibur, so then you go for it. But if you can't, you can't. So here the machlekes was whether hamoitzi, whether moitzi is past or future, right? So according to the Rashba, we have a mahalach in hagoymel or goymel, in haboycher, in hamalamid adam das handeis zech mivina, right? Every morning. So that's such a gevaldig sugya because you can chazer it mamish several times every time in davens, right? Hamavrishena before you're going to sleep, and with this mavrishena, so. And so if we get to the a little bit deeper. Hold on. So let's go a little bit further. Good. Hold on. So the Shita Mukubetz is the Ridva points out, Umishim Hachit, it's Srichala Misakirabana Mishan de Bamboitsi Kuliamalai Plige. Why do we need to pass with the Rabbanon? Because it's counterintuitive. Because the machlokes over here is Yochid v'Rabim, but the Rabim take the view that is counterintuitive. Alpisvara, go with Rabbi Nechemya. What do you got to lose with Rabbi Nechemya? So Tosfos gives them a halach. Chituch ha'isiyos. Right? But our Gemara doesn't mention Chituch Ha'isiyos, but Bechlal. That's a Yerushalmi. From our Gemara, it seems to be, purely speaking from our Gemara, no, Tosfos introduced the Yerushalmi. It's not mentioned Bechlal in the Bavli, Chituch Ha'isiyos. And not only is that mentioned, but it's not so poshut, because we don't discuss min lechem min ha'aretz. So the Ritva is saying the Bavli doesn't introduce Seidiv Chitachoy. So the Bavli simply has a question. Pashas in our sugya is, I have an ambiguous Lashon or an unambiguous Lashon. What do you do? So L'chayra, we would all say, go for the unambiguous. And the end, what happens? But you have such a strange thing. The Yochid says something which is accepted according to everybody. The Rabbim say, use a Lashon which is not mukubal to everybody. And the halacha, like the Rabbim, Mishum hachi itzrach lemifsak rabbanon. So the Ritva says, you don't, when there's a yachid with Rabbim, it's very rare for the Gemara to say, hilchus oskir Rabbim, that's the Yisra, it's always hilchus oskir Rabbim. So why does the Gemara and Brochei Islam and Chesmut Bey say, you should know, v'hilchus oskir Rabbanon, because over here, it would be intuitive to say this is the one place you go with the yachid because the rabbin makabel the sheet of the yachid. It works for the rabbin. So, and Achanami, nevertheless, we paskin like the rabbanon. V'hefilu hachi amoitzi odif. Why is amoitzi odif? So the Ritva goes kipshutai, the machlekes between Ari and Avram. Mishum the mashma ovar v'hoive v'osin v'achita mimine azrom sheyoytzim tadir mashe ein kein bepei reisilin shein peri sein yoytzin elo mizman lizman v'shach lebruchei olayu borei v'lei haborei dein tzemchin tadir. Explains the Ritva, right? Explains the Ritva, such a gleiche mahalach, right? Such a beautiful mahalach. He says, everything fits in beautifully. Because when you go with the Rabbanon is saying, use a lashon that means l'sha'avar and l'osid. And because when it comes to chitim, that's the emes. Chitim is a crop that happens several times during the year. There's winter wheat and the summer wheat. There's always something, the wheat crop is always in session. It's always going on. After Sukkot, someone plants wheat. And then the rain now has to come. And so the bread that you have right now is not from the winter wheat. The bread we're eating right now is from the wheat that was harvested before, at the end of the summer, after Pesach, right? And then after Pesach, when we've harvested the winter wheat, and we had our matzahs, so now we're planting the summer wheat. So when you have bread in front of you, it is correct to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this bread, and he's now bringing more bread. When you have an apple in front of you, the apple comes from one crop. Again, it's a little bit different nowadays, because you can have apples. Now you're having apples, having still American apples, right? But then in a few months, we're going to get the South American apples, right? Then we get it. So over here, it's a little bit different. You have to go back to the way it was. Bana Chazal, you have, at the end of August, you had apples till now, right? And now they would switch and have oranges. So you're always saying boire. You're never saying hab boire. Because you're never eating apples and there are apples on the tree. You're never eating orange on the tree. You're always saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving us these apples, but tfu is different. Tfu is the one crop that's always growing. So now, what's the machlech between Nechemya and Rabbanon? V'acher she v'peyrei se'ilon tiknu boirei, v'peyrei so'adoma nami tiknu gam kein boirei, delay lefliga v'peyrei. Because apparently Paris and Doma also have less distinct seasons. Avol v'Yerushalmi yamru the time the Rabbonin b'moitzi kidei shleil arvei rashi oisi ois perush leilema meloch haylom moitzi kidei liten revach v'ena dveikim v'yesh oimrim dilchus ha-moitzi af ha-moitzi kemina v'udin sh'yochel levarach moitzi v'anochin k'perush ha-kamba v'chein amod dabor. Says the Ritva, you could learn an entirely different pshat in the sugya. Just understand how the Ritva learned pshat. The Ritva says you could say v'hilchasa afa moitzi, less mandapolik moitzi, v'hilchasa afa moitzi. So that's why Rav Zavid got upset with Rav Zavid, because you could have given me. If he would have said hamoitzi, we all know it's either moitzi or hamoitzi. If you say moitzi, so you haven't told me a halacha, but if they have moitzi, you've told me an important halacha. We go to the rabbim over here. So the Ritva says it could be that the psak of the sugya is do what you want. Afa moitzi, you're not limited, right? If that's the case, so the binyan of the Ritva falls apart because it's just saying there's an ambiguous solution, less ambiguous, more ambiguous. Do whatever you want because it all works. You want to play it safe, moitzi, gavaldi. You want to go live on the edge? Say how might see? Also good. Okay, but however, the Ritva says that does not seem to be pshat. Pshat seems to be vehilchos. You're supposed to say how might see. Now I have a kasha. If you're supposed to say how might see, so why are we paskining the ambiguous lashon? So the Ritva says no. We're davka paskining the lashon that is l'sha'av and l'yosid. Because this is and it's davke lechem and not other peiros, because Avram would say, because we want to give shevach the Rabbanu, we want to give recognition that wheat is a different kind of a crop. We want to notice more of the bria. So we're much more attuned to the bria If when you have an apple, you say, Boy Ray, I know this crop is over. And you say, Hamoitzi, we're saying, because Baruch Hu is now being Megal himself by having a crop that keeps on going. So when the Ra'ar writes, he writes, Al Pei Ray Sa'oretz. Pirush. Halder minim bepas hamoitzi beperus ilan boire veeno emer haboire efshadainu the odiflan hamoitzi we should the mashma over mashma haiva mashma osin vishain minis rom she yaitin machol yoim ubegmar minan the efshale the ruche vichim moitzi al moitzi odif ubeperus ilan shaykh tve boire vishin ilan veeno tzemich machol yoim kizram. So the raw paskin like the Ritva. So now when you gala, you say to Sikara, where are we holding right now in the sugya? Who's that? Right. So the first, the Tosfos Mahalach based on the Yerushalmi is it's a question of showing that Chitah Chosia is more important. We don't do chitah ha'osiyos in contrary to the pshat. He wouldn't say a wrong pshat, but if we would be, we're open to being to saying something which we're open to forcing us to think a little bit more. If the chitah ha'osiyos is better, and the idea of chitah ha'osiyos, the Gemara discusses earlier in the Masechta. So to facilitate chitah ha'osiyos, we're willing to take a lashon which requires a little more kavana. Okay, that's the machlokes Rabbanon and Reb Nechemyah. And Reb Nechemyah would say, hey, yois, that you're going to have to worry about chitah ha'osiyos anyways, two nanoseconds later, min ha'aretz, lechem min ha'aretz, so better to, why stick your neck out and say a lashon that might be incorrect. Now, it could be, Ari would say it a step further. I would say, it's not pshat that's ambiguous. It could be that a person who doesn't think carefully will be saying something that's totally incorrect. I have a piece of bread in front of me, and I'm thanking Kiddush Baruch Hu for bread. The bread I'm going to have next season. Next season. All right, wouldn't make any sense. I'm about the piece of bread. I say, Kiddush Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me bread in the future. In the future? Give me a bread on the table right now. This is a strange lashon. So we have to think, you have to remind yourself that it means Kiddush Baruch Hu, it can also mean giving me bread right now. And the Ritva and the Ra'ah say, no, that the Pshat in the Sugya is that the Chachom are saying, Davke Hamoitzi, that it wouldn't make any sense. And some of the Ritva points out, it would not make any sense to say that we drop the lashon that's mukubal by everybody and pick up the lashon that's only mukubal to the Rabbanan. And he says, and the Bavli doesn't mention chitah ha'osiyos. So Bavli discussing the machlokes ve'ikar chosim in a sefer. The whole, the yisaitistic issue is not there. How you talking? Tosfos is a machudishtik idea. To say, you learn the Bavli, chitah ha'osiyos is not mentioned bichlal, and that's the machlokes. And you spend three or four lines discussing psukim amoitzi moitzi. You have a story. Why not tell me the real issue? The real deal is chitah ha'osiyos. So therefore, the Ritva says very shvach to say that what's going on in the Yerushalmi is the machlokes in the Bavli. Very hard to say that. Much easier to say that the machlokes is, do we focus on the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is continuously pushing lechem in Haaretz, is always there. I has nothing to do with my piece of bread right now. So that's what Avram is saying to Ari. That's what Ari says to Avram. Wait, all of a sudden having an agricultural lesson right now. You have a piece of bread in front of you. So Avram would say, well, you missed a couple of shurim. No, we discussed Toman, is in Bracha, right? We're going to discuss Ha'etz and Ha'ilim. We haven't discussed that yet. We discussed the other day. about the Bria, about the Bracha highlighting the Bria? Was that? How in Shlisa? Was that? Iker Derech Achila? Yeah. Ilu Yachrina. So the Rambam says, look at this Rambam. Midirei Seifim Leverchal Kol Machal Tchila Vacharkach Yena Mimenu. V'yafilu Neskamin Lechol Ishtois Kol Shum Vacharkach Yena. V'chein Meriach Riach Toiv Yena Mimenu. V'kol Anena B'lei Bracha Moal. U'kishem Shem Mevorchen Al Ha'anoye. Kach Mevorchen Al Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. Alright, this kishem, we'll discuss that. The Rav highlighted that. Nimtzu, kol habracha is kulan shleisha minim. Birchas hanaya, birchas hamitzvah, ubracha is haidah shein derech shevach vaidaya ubakosha. Kedei lizkar is advarei tamid uleyira mimenu. Let's look at this Rambam carefully. In halacha gimel, the Rambam said, "Kishem shemivarchan ala noya kach mivarchan al kol mitzvah mitzvah." Achar kiasdoisa, ubracha is rabbi is signu chacham derech shevach vaidoya v'derech makosha. Kedei lizkar is haboy reitamit afavishu leinen nevelei osa mitzvah. Right? Rambam says that just like we make a bracha on hanoya, we make a bracha on kol mitzvah, and there are many brachas that Chazal are misaken. Derech shevach vaidaya, right? Also, the next mokum is there. Agoim el chasadim and toivim. Oysa masiv reishas. Koyich ugvosim molay oylam. Kedei livskor es haboy rei tomin. Af al pisha loy nana. You know, getting not so excited about the thunder, the lightning. So make a bracha. You see the yam ha-godl, you make a bracha. V'li osa mitzvah. Okay. Three kinds of brachas. Nimsu. The Rambam says, no, in case you missed it, you weren't watching, I'll summarize for you. Nimsu kol ha-brachas kulan shleisha minim. Birchas ha-noya, birchas ha-mitzvah, u-birchas ha-idoya. Shehein, derech, shevach va-idoya u-bakosha. Kedei livskar es ha-bari tamid u-le-yira mimenu. Lich-oira. Lich-oira, the Rambam is not simply repeating what he said in Halacha Gimel. L'chayra Shehein is referring to all three brachas. Shehein derech sheva chaydaya u'bakosha. What's the bakosha? That's the Nefesh HaChayim, we'll get to it. Shehein derech sheva chaydaya u'bakosha. Kedei lizgar es habari tamid u'liyira mimeno. So Chayre the Rambam, if the Rambam was simply repeating what he said in Halacha Gimel, he would not repeat himself. He already said that there are Birchas HaShevach, that there are Derech Shevach Vaidoya, V'Derech Makosha, Kedei Lizkor Sabari Tomit. The Chayre what the Rambam is saying is Nimtzu Kol HaBroch is Kulon are Shleisha Minim, and Shehein and those Shleisha Minim are Derech Shevach Vaidoya Makosha. What's missing from this Rambam? Shevach haidaya u'bakasha. Every bracha is shevach and haidaya, and it's bakasha. Kedei lizkar es habari tamid u'leyira mimenu. So you see from the Rambam that the te'elis of a bracha is not only to give shevach the Rabbanu Shalom, but to increase our moira of the Rabbanu Shalom. Now, this is very significant when you compare it to the Rashi. And Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph. Ella svarahu de kevin and then the tzerch lahaydes mishavara, right? That's what Ari was saying before. A bracha is to give haydai of the piece of bread in front of you. That's the bracha lahaydes. The bracha is kein de raisa a birkas hazan to give haydai. So Chazal are misakin to give Haidoya. So what am I talking about? The wheat that's still in the fields. I have to give Haidoya for this piece of bread. The Rambam holds that a bracha is not only for Sheva Chodeh for Keret. The Rambam says that the bracha is to increase Shevach Vaidoya. Veheyach hiya derech la'avosu li'rosay. B'shoa sheyizboinei na'odnen b'masa v'bruva neflo megdoilim v'yirmi menach ochmosoy. Shein l'herv le'keitz. And then near to Lachurov, the Rambam says, and he has Meir as well. Who near to Lachurov, v'yaydeya shu birya ketanu shvela afela. So according to the Rambam, the purpose of a bracha is not only to give haydoy for what's right in front of us, but the purpose of the bracha is to increase our hakara of the Bria, so that and that's why the Rashi that Josh pointed out a few minutes ago is very important, because the Rashi on when we began our sugya, the apik mashma shaitzi kevar shakari kevar hoitzi lechem as a arts who bold liho nois mimeno. So Rashi is saying, like the Tosfos, we are focusing on this piece of bread. So why are we saying hamoitzi? Why are we introducing an ambiguous lashon? Teretz is because, in order to be more careful for the Chitach Oisiyos, we have to go to the Yerushalmi. There's no other way you can explain it. But the Ritva and the Ra'ah say, but the Yerushalmi does not mention in the Bavli. The whole idea of Chitach Oisiyos is not here b'chal in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli. Here you have to take a Gepshutoi. The Ritva says there must be a value in discussing L'osid Lovay, and we don't have it in any other bracha of Borei. So the Tosfos says you don't need it in the bracha of Bari because there's no problem chitach oisiyos. But according to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, so why are we distinguishing between Bari and Moitzi? A huge difference. Because when it comes to Bari, there's nothing gained by saying how Bari is not correct. Because Baruch Hu is not the Habari of apples. But when it comes to bread, Baruch Hu is the Habari of Chitim. So if you hold that brachos are overwhelmingly and almost essentially and exclusively to give haidoya for the bread you have in front of you, that's Rashi, that's Tosfos, so you have to work hard to justify what you're saying, hamboitzi, and you have to say chitachos, that's Tosfos, and you have to introduce Yerushalmi. But if you hold like the Rambam, that the purpose of brachos is not limited to haidoya, but it's also to give Shevach and to have a greater Hakkar of the Bria, like we pointed out several times. So then you have to understand, then you can explain, like the Ritva explains, that Hamoitzi teaches me another Nakuda in the Bria. And for a moment I stop for a second and I say, oh, I have bread in front of me, yeah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also, when it comes to Chita, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chita growing all year round. So you can darshan why that should be. But that would be l'chayra the machlokes between Tosfos and the Ritva and al mshan nasugya al menachreach, right? The Ritva says menachreach because why am I paskening like the rabbim, and why am I paskening like the shita, which is not acceptable to everybody? So he explains, no, I'm learning something new over here. And it fits in with all the other brachas of Borei B'chule. And Tosfos, who says like the Rashi, that the Iker bracha is to give Haidoya, and I should only be discussing this piece of bread, so I have to have a much strong, I have to have an explanation of why am I saying Hamoitzi, and going and having to remind myself of it is very specific explanation of the lashon. So from this sugya, we're able to build and understand a yesod in brachis bechlal. But in order to complete the sugya, there is a magnificent Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim is one of the classic achronim. He didn't write on Aleph Shas, he wrote on Teres, right? He's not so well known. Is when he lived. But there was a period of time before the Brisker Mahalach became overwhelmingly Mokubal in the other Meshivas. So the Teres Chaim was one of the Svarim that was learned in Yeshivas.
Does it have
I don't think he has a Brisker. That's why we're doing the Teres Chaim on. Did I lose it? There we go. There's chance to think of all the Gavart. The Machlekes and the Gavart and Sanhedrin is what was the Yetz Hadas? What are the different Shitas? It's the Machlekes in Brachas as well. What are the different Shitas? What's that? With one Shita, no, what else? No. No. Figs. Why figs? Because they used the fig leaf. So from the tree that they messed up, they were misakin as well. Knew what else?
Wheat, no?
Wheat. Right? Question is, why is if the Eitz Hadas is wheat, so the Medrash tells us the Eitz Hadas said be gracious Rabbam. That first of all, why would you call a wheat stalk an eitz? And how you talking that the nachash would get chava to eat a delicious a hard, cracked kernel, about which we say Akaisa Chita the Safik Bracha, and then Chav is going to convince Anam Rishon to chew in this Chita Lo Yitachen. So if it's an Esrog, still a kasha, no, a little bit, right? If it's a fig, also a little bit of a kasha. What's going on over here? Right. But when it comes to wheat, what's going on over here? Eitz Hadas, it's not an eitz, it's not nechmo lamar, what's going on? So the Ben Rama says, no, in Gan Eden, there were wheat trees, magnificent trees, and hanging on the trees, I don't know if it was bagels, or if it was donuts, I don't know what it was, but it was apparently, I assumed everything. I assumed it was bagels, I assumed all different kinds of this, everything bagel, and the black bagel, and the raisin bagel. I was like, Gan Eden, it was everything. No, and they would give all the good cakes there, probably. It was like a whole bakery. So that's what's going on over there. Then I understand the chait of Adam Arisha. So now, why is it so important for us? The chain lost in love. And that's how it's going to be lost in love. Lost in love. It's going to, I'm not sure we're going to do with all the challah bakes, but it's going to be that on the trees, we're going to have wheat trees. It's not going to be this wheat that we cut down. Again, it's not so we have to figure out still, we have to bake matzah. It's not shach, not to bake matzah. So I'm not sure what it's going to be. But, hold on, I don't know the answer. I don't know what it's going to be. So it's going to be something like this. V'chein Yisrael Bereshis Rava is palgin of Nechem Rabbanon. Reb Nachemya Omer Moitzi Lechem in the Oretz Shekevar Oitzi Lechem in the Oretz Rabbanan Amri Yam Moitzi Shu Asa Lechem Lechem in the Oretz Shenemar He pieces the Barbi Oretz. So the gracious Rabbi, you know what the Machlekes of Nachemya Rabbanan is? Are we referring to the Gan Eden? When you make Ham Moitzi Lechem in the Oretz, are you saying, oh, this is the way it was Kedem Chait Adam Rishain? Or are you saying, This is where it's going to be. Loss of love. Pirush. Lefisha yisdu loymar benusach birchas hamoitzi lechem in oretz v'lei tiknu loymar hamoitzi tivu aydogim in oretz. That's a kasha. It's not moitzi lechem in oretz. It's moitzi dogim in oretz. Moitzi chitam in oretz. So why do we say moitzi lechem? Lechem is a fia. Ve'ena oretz moitzi lechem. Ela tivua. Lefisha kaidim chedonim hoysa moitzi gulus kais. V'chein los elovai. This is your side. Kisha Adam Raya Ba'ilam Azad Dugma Liyatsira Rishayna Yachrayna Chayav Liyazkira. Whenever you see something which reminds you of Gan Eden, of the Yatsira Rishayna, we stop for a second and say, oh, this is the way the Bria was. This is the way the Bria is going to be. Examples. He said, you go to a wedding. And you say, know what you say? Yoitzera Adam. What's Yoitzera Adam? Well, you buy a chasana. Yoitzera Adam, we buy a bris maybe. By Shalom Zoch, Yoitzera Adam. Right? What are you saying? Yoitzera Adam, a chasana. Right? Sameach de Samach, Veim Huvim, Ki Yitzircha, and even Kedem. It says the Torah is Chaim Yisoid. Then we have Yisoid. Whenever you see something which reminds you of the Bria, the original Bria, you stop for a second and think about the Bria. So you see two people getting married. So you stop for a second and you say, oh, this is where Adam Arishon, Adam Achava, the very first wedding. Ki Yitzircha, V'gan Eden Mikedem. Afal Gav Da'ash Te'en Ha'ish Ne'vreis Ben'ish. Maskirin ala dugma, because we see them getting married now. Shemach yitziri shen shasi hasi yoseg gedayla she yotzer es adam betzalmai. Right, and all of a sudden, what are we saying? V'hiskin lo mimeno. What does that mean? Was that
the future?
No, I mean v'hiskin no, no, and he was v'sakein his wife. And then he took a rib out and it was misakin and isha. So what? Right now, so we're seeing people getting married. It's supposed to remind us of the yitzira rishayna. So therefore, he says usvira leli reb Nechemya. That's what I pointed out in the Chasam Sefer. That the why are we saying the birchas achama once every 28 years when the sun and the earth line up. In the way that they were exactly b'shas yitzira. So why are we all excited about this? We get up in the morning and we go outside. Have you ever done this? You're too young for this.
Yeah, I'm
in second grade. Okay, so next time, say, so the whole world gets excited, the world lines up. It means, says the Chasam Sefer, when something happens, which is like the Bria Rishayna, now we're up to the way it was, we're coming back to the way, because Baruch Hu put the world, to have a maimed for a moment, because this is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world initially. So the same thing is true when you have a piece of bread. So all of a sudden you think for a moment, this is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. The Bria we have right now is not the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the Yetzir Rishayna. We're the Bria, B'zeyas HaPecho Teichem Alechem. That's I'm shutting the Pasuk. B'zeyas HaPecho Teichem Alechem means until now, you went out the tree and you picked out your bagel. You picked out your lunch. You took your Danish off the tree. And b'zeyas apecha toich malacha. Now it's going to require 11 malachis. Right? The first 11 malachis of Shabbos. So I thought this is an important yesod. So the only machlokes between Rabbanim Nechemya is whether we should focus on the bread that had in Gan Eden, or the bread of La'asa Lavai. If you have a chance, please go through the entire piece. The entire piece explains. He says, now he goes through all the different shittas. But this is an important yesod that we often see in brachos. The mashal, thunder and lightning, aisa masa brachos. Right? There's a moment there where we're reminded of the way the bria was biyitzira rishayna. Good. So, go ahead, Yosef.
It also makes sense with the fate of the father Rishon, that he has to plant it. And if the came out as the wheat trees came with like shapes and stuff, then
yeah,
the punishment of all the Rishon is that he has to make it himself.
That's b'zeis hapech atoich v'olechem. That's a good heart. That davka, the tikkun acheit was davka through, yeah, which makes more sense than if it was a figure an esrog. Yeah.
Right. Go back to before. How do you answer the Rambam's repetition of the brachos and
like? No, because the first halach he's discussing brachos sashevach b'frat. Second time he's discussing all brachos. Al brachis, Asher kiddushonu mitzvayse v'tzivonu. We're stopping from home and saying, "Kadosh Baruch Hu's mekadosh klal Yisrael."
What's going on with the dogs? That seems like
right. Correct. He was going to all three brachis. So otherwise, it'd be totally repetitious. But every brachis laharbi shemach veidoyi laharbi's kidei liyira tamid. That's why it's part of this. This is the beginning of understanding. Beginning of understanding the avoda of brachis. There's a lot more to be said, but this is the beginning of that. So what did we accomplish today? We learned the sugya of Moitzi HaMoitzi. So number one, we explained that there are two basic mahalchim between the Tosfos and the Rashba on one hand, and the Ritva and the Ra on the other hand. And those two basic mahalchim, technically, it's whether you weave the Rishalmi into the Bavli or not. Technically, it becomes a question of whether in one man, the Omer, Achita Chayseis, versus Kavonas HaYisiyah, Kavonas HaMilim. And the other Shita is that it's a Machlaikis in whether that whether we take the time out, whether we focus on the bread that's right in front of us, or whether we take are willing to be Marchev HaYiriyah and discuss another aspect of the Briya. And we paskin either chita chayseis takes a press, or we paskin that if you can be marchev yiriyah and speak in broader terms, and then we explain that that's machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam is what is the yisayid of brachos, and then we explain that in this particular sugi you can go a step deeper. It could be that lechem is a unique sugya. That is different. It's got nothing to do with Boyer Breitz. The different, it builds on the Rambam, it's a different sheet altogether. And it shows how in the Medrash, a third explanation of Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanon was that we are reminiscing. It gives us a chance to reminisce over how things were by the Yetzirah Rishayna. And whenever you have a chance to think about the Yetzirah Rishayna, so we have brachas. It could be that the brachas halvonas on that. Could be that is for a moment you stop and think about the yitzirah, and it certainly gives a lot of insight and meaning to the sheva brachas. And while of a sudden we shakol ver lechvoidai yitzirah adam. Good. So we didn't explain goymel and ha goymel chasodim taibim. We didn't explain boicher ha boicher. Okay. And chazoin lamoyer. What's the mincha situation?